Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Andrew on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Really interesting show today. Lifestyle pieces, financial pieces, crazy markets. I mean, it's got everything, right? It's a Clancy novel all rolled into one, right?
I just call it a smorgasbord.
Suspense is great. That's right. Now, okay, let's bring it home because it was an interesting week. And one of the things that was a common theme, you know, when we were talking about the show, I thought you put this brilliantly. You said, let's talk about a problem that we're seeing. And the problem is you just have too much wealth.
Now, that seems like a really odd comment, Dave, because, you know, as a financial planner, the first thing is to figure out, hey,
right,
do I have enough wealth and can I sustain the lifestyle I want? But, right, you know, there's a different problem here, and that's there's a lot of Canadians out there that have too much wealth. And that doesn't mean they're multimillionaires.
Right.
That means that they have significant assets to fund their lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle mean.
Right. More than what they need.
More than what they need.
Just to fund the lifestyle, yeah.
Exactly. And then they have a whole bunch of money or wealth that's going to be left aside either to the next generation. But there's a problem that comes with that. And right, one of the major problems, and there's a whole bunch of problems come with that. First of all, you know, high five, you're in that camp, right, if that's who you are. But more importantly, we got to start thinking about some of the other challenges that you're going to have throughout your life with those with that wealth and how you're going to move forward with it. Because we are seeing it more and more where people think, you know, they're going to spend, but they're only spending X and they have Y.
Yep.
And when that money moves on to, it either moves to the next generation, what does it go through first? It goes through probate. It goes through the tax man. Yeah. It goes through everything else, and right, then finally something comes out on the end. And, you know, that's just one of many things that happen.
Well, I'll tell you about an experience I had. And so we put out an article on our LinkedIn page. So you can connect with Faisal or myself on LinkedIn. And we did this piece on, you know, if you help your kids financially, are you really helping them, right? You create,
yes,
problems. Okay. So that was an interesting piece that we did. And then this week, I had an interesting conversation because it was with a gentleman. He happened to be a farmer, farm family, and it's now time to start thinking about how I'm going to transition the assets to the next generation. And a couple of kids are actively farming; one wasn't. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going, "Oh my! Like, what do I do about this? Because I couldn't. How do I protect the kids and so that they're not fighting at the end of the day? And how do I reward the kids that are actively farming? And how do I make sure that there's something, you know, fair for the child that's not?" And it was an interesting, right? This is only a problem you have if you just have too much.
Yep.
Right? So when we say too much, the initial reaction is, that's not a problem. But it actually is a problem, right? And as you said, well, there's a number of angles here.
No,
but
there is a number of angles. It's not just the tax, yeah, man. It could be transition to the next generation.
Right.
It could be, you know, giving charities to your choice. It could be a whole bunch of things.
Right.
It doesn't have to be just that one thing.
Right. But let me take you through the complexity of this one. I mean, you and I talked about this, but it was interesting, right? So when we always say the word plan. Well, you should do, yeah, some planning about that. Well, what the heck does that mean, Dave? Right? Well, this was an interesting experience because at the very end of this meeting, this gentleman's comment was, "This is the first time I've ever actually had a plan to do something about this." Okay, so what does that mean? How do you get from this place of confusion and fear and worry about having too much and ensuring that it doesn't destroy the family and,
yep,
you know, all those things, to this place of saying, okay, I have a plan? Well, it's relatively complex, and I'm not going to go through all the details, but, you know, in essence, there's two farm companies involved, then there's privately held land, there's,
yep,
three children, two farming, one not, and they all have their own families, okay?
Yes.
You get the sense. So how do we structure this thing? And when we sort of gathered what the goals of this gentleman were, his wife has passed, what were the goals? The goals were to ensure something fair, didn't mean equal in,
no,
his particular case, but fair to all three kids, ensuring that the farmland was transitioned and stayed within the family,
mm-hmm,
okay? And you get a sense. There was a few more, but this is what we were trying to figure out. And when the plan was, when we put it all together, was actually an amalgamation of a couple of companies. It involved stripping out some assets into a new company, and then gifting assets in his lifetime to kids' companies, right? And then tax planning in the future,
mm-hmm,
because there's now a bunch of money trapped in a corporation. How do we get it out to the next generation? So there was a series of steps, right? And it sounds it was a big problem. He was overwhelmed when we started,
yep,
because there's a lot of moving parts. But by the time we sort of worked through it, and it was just step by step by step, these are the things that you need to do. These are the tax implications. Here's the investment implications. Educating him about all of these things.
And not only the education point, but when we talked about this, you know, leaving in a team dynamic.
Right.
This is what we suggest.
Right.
Now, let's go and vet this through your tax accountant, yep, and your accounting team and make sure we're on the same page.
Right.
And if it makes sense to them and it makes sense to you, then maybe this is direction we need to go down together.
Right.
Versus this is how you should do it. This is why. So it was the collaborative plan and approach that drove this thing.
Right.
Which makes, you know, once again, as I said, if you have too much, you've just really got to spend some time to figure out what you're going to do with it, how you're going to do with it,
right,
and plan it appropriately. It just does, with us, it starts with the advisor, but it doesn't end there.
Well, you know, we say hope isn't a strategy. Okay, if hope's not a strategy, what's the opposite of that? Well, peace of mind is derived through education and process, right? The
yes.
plan, that's ultimately understanding the steps you're doing and then executing on those steps, right? That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting to watch the transition as this gent goes from this place of confusion and, oh, like, I don't know what I'm going to do here, right? This is a mess, to, okay, now I've yeah. got, I understand the steps we need to execute it. That's the plan. The plan ended. There's still a bunch of execution to do, don't get me wrong. But it ended with a peace of mind. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Here's Comet. This is the first time that I've actually had a plan. I get it.
Yep.
Right? And it's based on his goals and objectives in this case, or his family's goals and objectives. So it was interesting to see. But I have to tell you, we did have a chuckle in this particular meeting too, because he's just a good old-fashioned working guy.
Yep.
Right? All of a sudden wakes up 30 or 40 years later after putting his head down and working hard, and he's going, well, okay, I actually did pretty good, better than I thought.
Yep.
And then, now I got a whole bunch of different challenges that I need to think about.
Well, and those challenges are important with every family.
Right.
It doesn't matter where it is or how much you have. It's a challenge of, you know, making sure that things are done appropriately. Now that goes to an estate question, but
right.
you know, challenges for every different way, whether it be a, you know, single person, a family or not, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Always.
You had an interesting conversation also with a gentleman. This,
yeah.
It actually goes back in time. This is a, sort of an takes you back to some previous careers, a guy you used to know, but a similar kind of thing. You guys, I think it was last week you and Faisal were talking about, or week before, about how to shift assets from one spouse to another properly so that income can now be shared and split and reduced taxes and so on and so forth. And he called you and he said, holy cow, that was a great idea. Nobody's ever talked to me about that before.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of many ideas out there, right? But, you know, I always joke about it as a financial planner. We throw things on the wall like spaghetti and we figure out what's going to land, what makes sense, and
right.
if it resonates with whoever it is.
Right.
And you know, one of the key factors there is just saying, hey, this is a strategy that works for some, not for all.
Yeah.
But it works.
And that's the thing. Get the objectives and then work backwards from
exactly.
that. Okay. We got to sign off here. We're running out of time. We've got a seminar coming up. Let's quickly remind everybody of that.
Sure. We're having a seminar on Tuesday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at the Hampton Golf Club. So please give us a call if you'd like to join in. 966-8400. That's 966-8400 or morethanmoneyradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We hope to talk to you next week.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.